This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the measures from this past legislative session set to become law.
Third reading, and I'd ask you to call the calendar.
Provisions contained in House Bill 1246 will take effect on August 28th. The legislation requires the Missouri Department of Public Safety to develop human trafficking hotline posters. The measure was among the first to be passed by both the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives and sent to the executive branch. House Bill 1246 was given unanimous Missouri House approval on January 17th. The upper chamber then did the same thing on February 1st with a 31-0 vote. The bill reached the governor's desk on February 20th and was signed into law on March 1st. Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis handled House Bill 1246 in the Missouri Senate.
Including the Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline phone number and text message information by January 1st of next year. We require posting of signs in those locations where victims of human trafficking are most likely to be found. These places include hotels that have been cited as nuisances for prostitution, strip clubs, train and bus stations, emergency rooms, women's health centers, and pregnancy resource centers.
He adds the goal is to try and help curb this global epidemic.
Human trafficking, Mr. President, has been reported in all 50 states. And unfortunately, Missouri and its position as in the crossroads of the nation is one of the top 20 states for human trafficking.
He also points out he was not the only lawmaker involved in getting to this point.
In 2015, the senator from the 5th sponsored SCR1, which made January Human Trafficking Awareness Month. In 2016, I worked with the senator from the 13th, as well as the senator from Green, to pass House Bill 1562, which included advertising the availability of a victim of sex trafficking to the crime of human trafficking.
During Missouri Senate discussion on House Bill 1246, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton pointed out the measure originally came from now former State Representative Gloria Brown.
But as a senator from the 1st, I feel compelled to invoke my prerogative to recognize the efforts and service of this bill's co-sponsor, of our mutual colleague, of my constituent, and most importantly, our friend, Representative Gloria Brown.
The last day for the governor to sign, veto, or let legislation become law on its own is July 14th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.